There's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
And put on a little makeup, hide the scars and fade away that shakeup. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table?
You wanted to.
Why'd you leave the keys upon the table?
You wanted to.
Why did you leave the keys upon the table?
You said you wanted to.
I don't think you trust in my self-righteous suicide. I cry when angels deserve to die. Je ne pensais pas vous trust dans mon self-righteous suicide. Je cry when angels deserve to father. Ladies and gentlemen.
Lounge Against the Machine for 600.
It's an audio clue.
That was Richard Cheese, and this is The Playlist, and this is Aztec Camera. Good morning, Britain.
Worry about it later.
And the wind blows hard, the wind blows cold.
But it blows us deep, so we've been sold.
Easy through to the office phones.
Let them all be cultured. The past is steeped in shame. But tomorrow's fair game. For a life is fit for living.
Good morning.
So what you're going to find in this week's episode of The Playlist, this is The Playlist, by the way, I'm Darren, welcome along, where our theme this week, for every week there must be a theme, is cheese. Cheeses Christ, cheeses of Nazareth, cheese, lots of cheese. Anyway, what you're going to find when listening to this week's show is that there are some ridiculously tortured puns. We opened up this week with Chop Suey by Richard Cheese. Pretty standard, that fits, I like. Then we heard Good Morning Britain by Aztec Camera. Now, why would Good Morning Britain by Aztec Camera be a cheese-related song? Well, because Davy Bot is a wrong'un. Good Morning Britain. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all of you. Yes. The Richard Cheese track, by the way, was suggested by Swisslet. Thank you, Swisslet. This next one is similarly tortured. This is Blur with There's No Other Way.
There's no other way. All that you can do is watch them fly. What is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Wasn't that lovely? That was Jenny O with The Big Cheese, as suggested by Ian Robinson. So thank you very much, Ian, for that suggestion. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and what you are hearing right now is Mick Kahn with Feta Funk, as suggested by Seven Sleepers Music, which, it's a little bit more strident than I recall. Oh. I've been joined by Milo Cat, so if you can hear a cat shouting, it's because I'm in the wrong place. Anyway, yeah, so you just heard Jenny O with The Big Cheese, and ahead of that was Blur with There's No Other Way, suggested by Andy Fish, with help from Davey Bot, who is a menace, quite frankly. There's a double whammy on the Blur, actually, because as any fool know, the bassist of Blur, Alex James, has a sideline in making cheese, and there's the cheese link right there. But then, of course, Davey Bot came along and said, "Aha!" And this is the one you have to play, and well, he's right. Anyway, This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. The theme this week is cheese. And we shall continue with this next one, as suggested by Andy Artner-Cray, a New Zealand band called The Mutton Birds with Anchor Me. But what's so cheesy about that?
Don't walk away.
chosen by Cara purely on the basis that she considers that to be a cheesy song. And I think, yeah, that's the only song that was selected this week on that basis. It was a wide open goal, and none of you took the shot apart from Cara. So fair play to you, Cara, for taking that shot and smacking it straight in the middle of the whatever it is you put a ball in during sports. Congratulations. That was Wigfield with Don't Walk Away. And ahead of that, and actually I might say it's not that cheesy a track. It was perfectly agreeable. It was perfectly fine. Anyway, ahead of that was The Mutton Birds with Anchor Me, as suggested by Art McCrae. And, well, you think to yourself, well, what's so cheesy about Anchor, hey? Because over here in Britain, Anchor is butter, hmm? But over there in New Zealand, Anchor is cheese. So there you go, The Mutton Birds with Anchor Me, as suggested by Andy, aka Art McCrae. Thank you very much for that suggestion. So this is The Playlist. I am Darren, and our theme this week is cheeses. Cheeses of Nazareth. Jesus Christ, some of these puns are dreadful. If you're listening live, join us in the chat room. But you're not listening live because... So unbeknown... I'm going to draw the curtain back a little bit. Unbeknown to those listening live, I didn't press record. So I'm actually re-recording this. This is bonus material for you people. For free. Oh, I'm so benevolent. Anyway, yeah, so I know you're not listening live because I didn't record this bit live. Anywho, this, as suggested by... Let me have a look at my list. Sjord is A Tribe Called Quest with Jazz Brackets. We got.
Stern, firm, and young with a laid-back tongue. The aim is to succeed and achieve at 21. Just like Ringling Brothers, I'll daze and astound. Captivate the mass cause the prose is profound. Do it for the strong, we do it for the meek. Boom it in your Jeep, or your Honda, or your Beamer, or your Legend, or your Benz. The rave of the town to your foes and your friends. So push it along, trails we blaze. Don't deserve the gong, don't deserve the praise. The tranquility will make you unball your fists. For we put hip hop on a brand new twist. A brand new twist with a whole heap of mystic. So low key that you probably missed it. But yet it's so loud that it stands in the crowd. When the guy takes the beat, they bowed. So raise up squire, adjust your attire. We have no time to wallow in the mire. If you're on a foreign path, then let me do the lead. Join in the essence of the cool out breed. The cool out to the music cause it makes you feel serene. With the birds and the bees and all those groovy things. Like getting stomach aches when you gotta go to work. Or staring into space when you're feeling berserk. I don't really mind if it's over your head. Cause the job of resurrectors is to wake up the dead. So pay attention, it's not hard to decipher. And after the horns you can check out the fifer.
Them try to come sideways, but competition them must come straight way. Competition them try to come sideways, but competition them must come straight way. How's about that? It seems like it's my turn again. All through the years, my mic has been my best friend. I know some brothers wonder, can Piper really kick it? Some even wanna diss me, but why sweat it? I'm all into my music, cause that's how I make tapes. Try to make hits like it Capri makes tapes. Me sweat another, I do my own thing. Strictly hardcore tracks, not a new jack swing. I grew up as a Christian, so to Jah I give thanks. Collect my banks, listen to Shabba Ranks. I sing and chat, I do all of that. It's 1991 and I refuse to come back. I take off my hat to other crews that tend to rock. But the low end theory's here, it's time to wreck shop. I got Tip and Shah, so whom shall I fear? Stop, look and listen, but please don't stare. Sit jet to the store and buy the LP or drive RCA. Cassettes and CDs produced and arranged by the four-man crew. And oh shit, Skef and Slim, he gets props too. Make sure you have a system with some fat house speakers so the new shit can rock from Boston Massapequa. Cause where I come from, quality is job one and everybody up people need to know we get the job done. So peace to that crew, yeah. And peace to this crew. Bring on the tour, we'll see you at a theater nearest you.
Hey yo, but wait, back it up, easy, back it up. Please let the abstract embellish on the cut. Back and forth just like a cameo song. If you dig this joint, then please come dance along to the music, cause it's done just for the mind. Now I gotta scat and get mine. Underline the jazz. The what? The jazz to move that ass, for the chop originates that feeling of pizzazz. It's a universal sound. Bless the rubbers on the ground in the 1/6 below. You didn't have to go. Some say that I'm a eccentric, cause I once had an orgy, and sometimes for breakfast I eat grits and porgies. If this is a stinker, then call me a skunk, I ask. Now check it out, all my peoples in Queens, you don't stop. Now all my peoples in Brooklyn, you don't stop. And all my peoples uptown, you don't stop. That includes the Bronx and Harlem, you don't stop. Now to that girl Rommel, you don't stop. I said because ladies first, you don't stop. And to the JBs, you don't stop. And De La Soul, you don't stop. And to my brand new beginnings, you don't stop. And to my leaders of the new, you don't stop. And to my man, Lost Professor, you don't stop. Rock for the beat, you don't stop. Everybody in the place, you don't stop. You keep it on to the rhythm, you don't stop. And last but not least, on the short shot, it's the Zulu Nation.
But how does that fit the theme? A Tribe Called Quest, Tribe Called Queso. No, jazz, we got, well, you know, cheese. Money is cheese. Thank you very much, Sierd, for that terrible link, but a great tune. This is the Chemical Brothers. Orange Wedge, the Chemical Brothers, as suggested by Brevian. Thank you, Revian, for that suggestion. Yeah, orange wedge. I mean, cheese, isn't it? It's what cheese looks like. Ahead of that was A Tribe Called Quest. Not Queso. Good Lord, Rollo. Terrible, terrible. A Tribe Called Queso. With Jazz, brackets, We Got. Now, the reason Sierd suggested that one was because in the parlance of hip-hop, money is cheese, baby. So there you go. That's why we got A Tribe Called Quest. Jazz, brackets, We Got. Ahead of that, Wakefield, Don't Walk Away, suggested by Kara because it's a cheesy song. Beautiful. What more could you want? This is The Playlist. I am Darren. And somehow rapidly losing control of my voice. I don't know why. I've become extra croaky. I don't know why. But, well, we shall overcome, I'm sure. This next one was suggested by... Let me have a look. Oh, In These Heels, Emma. This one was suggested by Emma, who is actually listening again this week live, which is nice. It's nice to have you in the chat room again, Emma. We missed you. We missed you a lot. This next one has the most, I think possibly the most tortured reason for it being suggested. I'll let you guys try and figure out why Emma suggested this one. This is Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers with Abominable Snowman in the Market.
Well look, see there's an abominable snowman in the supermarket. And apparently the housewives have never seen anything like that before. Here the housewives complaining to the manager. Get that snow thing out of this store. Abominable snowman in the market. That's right, you heard me right, Kay. And the housewives, they all remark, it looks like a dirty marshmallow with fangs. Well, there's a abominable snowman in the market. Now he's down by the peas and carrot. A abominable snowman in the market. And they cannot chase him away. What you say? A abominable snowman in the market. All right.
Abominable snowman in the market,
oh my. See, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market, and the situation is grave. Well, the housewives heard it confuse him, and I can't stand to see him treated this way. Well, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market, and I think he's a real nice guy. I like the snowman, I want to help him, but I don't want to see him hurt this way. Well,
vulnerable snowman in the market,
all right. Vulnerable snowman man, and we have to say something that he can understand. That's right, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market, and he's doing better every day. I know it's helped to have a more tolerant feeling, and I like to see him treated this way. Well, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market, and he's down by the peas and carrots. Vulnerable snowman in the market, and that is what I now say. I'm talking about a vulnerable snowman in the market, all right. Oh, oh, oh,
vulnerable snowman in the market.
Oh, me and Dave, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market, down by the peas and a carrot. Vulnerable snowman in the market, he just arrived by plane yesterday. Well, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market, and a housewife never seen something like that before. Housewives treat him like a stranger, they want him away from the supermarket door. What you say about
vulnerable snowman in the market,
all right? Oh, oh, oh.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
The Playlist.
Says Hawaii's too expensive. I say Barbados isn't bad. She says I'd love to see Bermuda. And I say, woman, are you mad? Bermuda Triangle, it makes people disappear. Bermuda.
How your brains work when it comes to suggesting songs. I say the theme is cheese, and then Steve199 comes back and says Bermuda Triangle by Barry Manilow. Beautiful, perfect, no notes, 10 out of 10. Thank you very much, Steve. Triangle of cheese, obviously, like a, you know, Dairy Lee, whatever. Ahead of that was Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers with Abominable Snowman in the Market. Those in the chat know why Emma suggested that one, but for those of you who aren't in the chat, because where do you buy cheese? You buy cheese in a supermarket, and that's where the Abominable Snowman was. So there you go, it fits. if it fits, it gets in the show. And do you know what? Between you and me, if it doesn't fit, it also gets in the show if it's a good song and I've got time for it. Because, you know, ultimately, as I've said before, the point of the show is to play a couple of hours of really good music. How we get to those 2 hours is neither here nor there. As long as you can make it work, I can make it work, and it's fine. So thank you very much to everybody for your suggestions. This next one was suggested by PRL and is Robin Hitchcock with a cheese alarm. Who wouldn't want an alarm to remind them to eat cheese?
Thank you. raspberry brie. All of these cheeses, they happen to me. Oh, please. Rough Pecorino and Moody Ram Hall. Stop me before I just swallow it all. Oh, please. Somebody ring the cheese alarm. Applewood smoked. The pleasure is mine, he obligingly jokes. Oh, please. Somebody ring the cheese alarm. Oh, please. Somebody ring the cheese alarm.
Ring it up, Kimberly.
A round of applause indeed for Robin Hitchcock there with Cheese Alarm, as suggested by PRL, I think that was. My thing has gone to sleep. Hang on, that was a bit loud. PRL, thank you very much for that suggestion. Robin Hitchcock, Cheese Alarm. This next one was, I hope you're enjoying the show, by the way. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. It's all good fun here, isn't it, on a Monday? You'll be pleased to know that my fan thing is still working. So you can't hear the fan. Isn't it wonderful? I love technology when it works. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. The theme this week is cheeses. Jesus Christ, some of these jokes are bad. This next one was suggested by Sharon Gascoigne and is possibly my favourite song of the show. Not that I have favourites, of course, because you couldn't ask me to choose my favourite child. But, this one holds a special place in my heart. This is Nick Drake with Pink Moon.
I saw it written and I saw it say, Pink Moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. Pink Moon, and I get you all on the Pink Moon. Thank you.
Not hanging around. 2 minutes and 2 seconds of Pink Moon. Thank you very much, Sharon, for the suggestion. That was lovely. Why did Sharon suggest that, I hear you ask? Well, because the moon is made of cheese, is it not? I mean, yes, it is. It is made of cheese. Not pink cheese, though. Are there any pink cheeses? I assume there are. Because, you know, cheeses come in all manner of colours and pungencies. Anyway, Deep Thoughts here on the playlist with me, Darren. Welcome along. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm here for another hour and 8 minutes, which means you've only got an hour and 8 minutes to enjoy more cheese-related songs before we banish them all to another realm never to be listened to again. This next one was suggested by Piers Corley, which... It's nice to have Piers Corley back, actually, because he hasn't suggested anything for a while. So welcome back, Piers. This one is, unfortunately, Sheepnik also suggested a track by this group. Sheepnik gets another suggestion. In fact, let me have a look at my list. Sheepnik gets the next suggestion, in fact. So, well, enjoy the next couple of tracks. This one, excuse me. This one is Spears and Bowden with Butter and Cheese and All.
Oh, now you've called on me to sing. I'll see what I can do. And when that I have finished it, I'll call on one of you. Oh, now you've called on me to sing. I'll see what I can do. And when that I have finished it, I'll call on one of you. I'll call on one of you. When first I went to courting, and I'll tell you the reason why. To a jolly old cook, because my wife she did supply. She fed me on the best roast beef and plenty of mince pies. And when that I was hungry, my wife she did supply. My wife she did supply. One evening I went to call on her, and she asked me in for tea. She said, the master and mistress is out, we'll have a jolly spree. So I went into the parlour, my own true love to please. And into one pocket she ran some butter, and into the other some cheese. And into the other some cheese. So it's up onto the roof. roofie climbed for to drive old Harry out. He began to pour cold water down, which put me to a rout. So I was down the chimney, I did creep, and into the street I did crawl, and I was forced to ramble as fast as they could with me butter and cheese and all, with me butter and cheese and all.
Tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine.
Hey, what when me father and mother at home, I never had any fun. Well, it kept me going from morn till night, so I thought from them I'd run. Why, in lanes of hell it were coming on, so I thought I'd have a spray. So I put me Sunday clothes on, I went whistling merrily. With me bumpsy, bumpsy, annie. With first thing I seen was a factory, and I never seen one before. There were shuttles of weave and shuttles they taped, he sell me many's the score. Why, you know, Neddy, turn every wheel into every wheel a strap. We says to master man, by gum, old Ned's a right strong chap. Oh, and me bumpsy, bumpsy, eh. Bumpsy, bumpsy, annie. With me bumpsy, bumpsy, eh. And me bumpsy, bumpsy, annie. We next I went to Leeds, though church never been in one of me days. I was most ashamed of me sen, cause I didn't know the ways. And there was 30, 40 people in tubs, so down with them I sat. When a saucy old bugger come up and said, I kid, take off the hat. Oh, and me bumpsy, bumpsy, eh. Bumpsy, bumpsy, annie. With me bumpsy, bumpsy, eh. And me bumpsy, bumpsy, annie. Then in there come this great Lord Mayor, and over his shoulders the club. He got into a white sack poke and got in the topmost tub. And then in there come this other chap, and I think his name was Ned. He got into the bottommost tub and he mocked all to the chap's end. Oh, with me bumpsy, bumpsy, eh. Bumpsy, bumpsy, annie. With me bumpsy, bumpsy, eh. And me bumpsy, bumpsy, annie. Well, then there began this clattering row and I couldn't make out what about. Then the chap in the topmost tub, he began the shouting out. He was telling us rich folks went to heaven while poor folks went to hell. Where thought me sin, you see, silly old boogie, you don't know road you send. Oh, with me bumpsy, bumpsy, eh. Bumpsy, bumpsy, annie. With me bumpsy, bumpsy, eh. And me bumpsy, bumpsy, annie. Well, then they began to preach and pray, and they prayed for Georgia were king. Then the chap in the topmost tub, he says, good folks, let's sing. Why, some they sang very well, the others did grunt and groan. Every bugger sang just what they would, so I give them Darby and Joan. With me bumpsy, bumpsy, eh. Bumpsy, bumpsy, annie. With me bumpsy, bumpsy, eh. And me bumpsy, bumpsy, annie. When the preaching and praying was over and the folks was ganning away, we all went to the chap in the topmost tub, says, hi, kid, what's to pay? Why, now, says Amy Landon, must be either daft or fay. So I swung me club stick over me shoulder, went whistling out again. With me bumpsy, bumpsy, eh. Bumpsy, bumpsy, annie. With me bumpsy, bumpsy, eh. And me bumpsy, bumpsy, annie.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
wasn't that wonderful? There was Sod's Lawyer's band of yore called Tea Towel with Das Soft Cheese. So there you go. Thank you very much, Sod's Lawyer. This is the playlist. That was Soft Cheese. And this one is, well, this is Cheese's Built My Hot Rod.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet. All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do, was ding-a-ding-dang my dang-along-ling-long. We'll be right back.
my car. It's a love affair, mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
Yeah, fuck it.
Ministry. Cheeses built my hot rod. Thank you so, so much to CC Ferry for that suggestion. And ahead of that was Tea Towel with Das Soft Cheeses, suggested by Sod's Lawyer, and indeed played on by Sod's Lawyer. Thank you very much to Sod's Lawyer for that. This is the playlist. I'm Darren, and the bed I was going to talk over has gone walkies, so I need to go and find that in a second. So, yeah, you get to hear all of my stunning, sultry voice. So the theme this week, if you've just joined us because you thought that we started at 8 o'clock, is cheese. Cheeses. Cheeses. Christ. Cheeses of Nazareth, and so on and so forth. If you come and join us over on the chat at stream.djdarren.site, you'll get to enjoy Rollo Treadway's never-ending cavalcade of cheese-related puns. They are quite enjoyable in a way. Thank you very much, Rollo, for your efforts. We do appreciate them. Right, this next one was suggested by Nikki Quote. So thank you very much, Nikki Quote, for this one. Works on a couple of levels, but both of those levels are essentially the same thing. The aforementioned Alex James of Blur, his cheese is called Blue Monday. So what do you think I'm going to play now? Because it's blue cheese. I'm going to play Orgy's cover of Blue Monday.
Thank you.
charge, eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Mighty, mighty Audio Slave there with Cochise. Apologies to the memory of Chief Cochise of the Apache for that terrible pronunciation, probably, but it fits my theme. What was nice, I was just looking up, what was nice is Cochise means having the quality and strength of an oak, which means that he's a strong Cochise. Welcome along to the playlist where I'm torturing songs into fitting cheese themes. That one was suggested by Swisslet, so thank you very much, Swisslet, for that. Absolute monster. I've not heard it for quite a while. Ahead of that was excuse me, I need a drink. Tell you what, I think I might just play the next track. This is Metric.
Thank you.
That was the inspiration for this week's theme. That was Black Sheep by Metric with Brie Larson on vocals. Yeah, I played a Metric track last week, and there was some discussion in the chat about the fact that Brie Larson did the vocals on that for the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack. And, well, this is the result of that. 2 hours of tunes about cheese. So thank you very much to Giflian for bringing that one to the party. I thought for a second, because I've got it says here on my track, Black Sheep, brackets, Brie Larson vocal version. And so I took it that is the Brie Larson vocal version. And then I was told that perhaps that's not the case. And it turns out that Brie Larson and the singer from Metric basically sound the same. So that was the Brie Larson version. And how many more times in this link can I say Brie Larson? This is the playlist. I am Brie Larson, and I'm here for another 35 minutes or so with more music about cheese. Ahead of Metric, you heard Audio Slave with Co-Cheese, as suggested by Swisslet, and ahead of that was Orgy's version of Blue Monday, as suggested by Nikki Quote. So thank you very much all for your suggestions. So a thing that's come out in the last few weeks here on the show is Spiegel approved. So Giflian has a cat who sits on her record player when she's playing music if he likes the song. The Orgy track, they will be aghast to know, does not come Spiegel approved. He got down off of the record deck and refused to have anything to do with it. So there you go. He was indifferent towards Audio Slave. I don't know his views on Metric. I will keep you updated with what comes Spiegel approved, which hopefully this next track will, because it's awesome. Properly great tune, this one. Suggested by Moth Ninja. This is, I'm assuming, an Italian band called Punkreas. And this is Mozzarella Blue. Double whammy.
Cosa si mangia il lunedì, ma in sala mensa c'è un avviso che recita così: cari ragazzi, siamo costretti a un cambiamento di menù. È un dispiacere, ma di soldi non ne sono rimasti più. Guardo nel mio piatto, c'è qualcosa che non va. C'è una carota che si muove e chiede la complicità di gamberetti vietnamiti, di funghetti allucinati, pomodori scoloriti, forse un po' modificati. E intanto impugno il mio coltello, ma proprio sul più bello. Mi sta scappando la verdura dalla tavola, giro e non la trovo più. Ci avevano promesso un pranzo che è una favola, e la fata è una mozzarella blu. La frutta arriva dal Giappone, c'è una grande novità, un bel melone fluorescente per la radioattività. Poi c'è il contorno di spinaci, quelli pronti in 2 minuti, cozze, vongole, veraci, dagli effetti sconosciuti. Intanto l'ho detto anche al bidello, che è proprio sul più bello. Mi sta scappando la verdura dalla tavola, mi giro e non la trovo più. Detto
I got a fever, and the only prescription is
the playlist.
On July 16th, 1969, a rocket was sent into space. The astronauts and the cosmonauts were having a bit of a race. They said they were gonna land a man on the moon, and you can believe what you please, but I don't care what the scientists say. The moon is made of cheese. Now the name of the ship was Apollo 11. Yeah, there must have been 10 before. One fella named Buzz and another named Neil were the ones that chose for the job. They said their plan was to go for a walk, maybe fly a little flag in the breeze. But I don't care what the scientists say, the moon is made of cheese. No, I don't care what the scientists say, the moon is made of cheese. And my mother always told me, you can't believe everything that you see. The moon's no place for walking, it's got holes just like Swiss cheese. Don't believe in no UFOs or little green men from space. So when they talk about walks on the moon, it just puts a smile on my face. And when I'm watching those history shows, it all seems so funny to me. Cause I don't care what the scientists say, the moon is made of cheese. No, I don't care what the scientists say.
Wasn't that wonderful? That was Danny Weinkauf with The Moon is Made of Cheese, as suggested by Roy. Roy 2, thank you so much for that, Roy. That was lovely. Really enjoyed that. I had no idea who Danny Weinkauf was. I presume that's how we're pronouncing it. Vinkauf? Anyway, I looked him up on Wikipedia. Turns out he's only the bassist for They Might Be Giants. So, you know, the man has form, I suppose. Has been since the 90s. So thank you very much for your service, Danny Vinkauf, and may your work continue unhindered. And yes, the moon is indeed made of cheese. So thank you, Roy, for that suggestion. That was lovely. Ahead of that was Punkreas with Mozzarella Blue from Noblesse Oblige from 2021, I think that was. So thank you very much, Moth Ninja, for that one. That was really lovely. Excellent suggestion. Moth Ninja has another one coming up after the next one, in fact. And there's a few of you have got two suggestions tonight, because damn it, you all suggested some really good songs. And, well, I can't. It makes it really hard, you know? It makes it really hard to choose. Anyway, this next one was kind of a joint suggestion between Nikki Quote and Sheepnik, in which they started talking about whether or not there should be a band. I think it was they were discussing whether or not there was a band called the Stinking Bishops. And, Sheepnik discovered that there is, or indeed was, a band called the Stinking Bishops. I know nothing about this band, save for the fact that a label, whether it was a label they were signed to, I don't know. A label put up one EP on Bandcamp that was put up, I think, probably about 15-20 years after it was recorded. They're from Boston, but not that Boston, the one in Kent. And that's all I know about them. And I'm genuinely amazed that a band called the Stinking Bishops have managed to fly under the radar for so long. Anyway, this is their cover of Lovely Day, and it is lovely.
When I wake up in the morning light, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, something when I want it, love, it's heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's alright with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great sadness that I must announce that, once again, I have been a fool. Apparently, I said Boston in Kent. Boston is not, in fact, in Kent. It is in Massachusetts, the United States of America. No, Boston is in Lincolnshire. And I am an idiot, so I don't know what happened there. I don't know why I thought it was in Kent. I think it's because I'm from Hythe, right? And whenever you search for Hythe, you get the Hythe in Kent, not the Hythe in Hampshire, which is where I was born, damn it, in a hospital that no longer exists because I'm very old. Anyway, yeah, so that was the Stinking Bishops from Boston in Lincolnshire, not Kent. There probably is a Boston in Kent, though, but that's not where they're from. But yeah, I know nothing else about that band. I tried looking them up, but obviously all you get is cheese. Lots and lots about the Stinking Bishop cheese. I even tried searching for the label that posted them up. Nope, nothing. Nothing at all. So there you go. Maybe you'll have more luck than I in tracking down the Stinking Bishops and thanking them for that wonderful cover of Lovely Day. Thank you very much to Sheep Nick and Nikki Quote for bringing it to my attention. This next one was is another suggestion from... From Moth Ninja, and is slightly tortured because it's by Zucchero, and this is Partigiano Reggiano, which is almost like the cheese.
Bon bon, black cat, my bell,
a song the name of which kinda sounds like one of the hardest of cheeses, to this Jimmy Cliff song, which is about hard cheeses. Double whammy there from Zucchero and Jimmy Cliff, together again at last. Yeah, that was Zucchero with Partigiano Reggiano from 2016, the Zucchero who did that one single with Paul Young back in the 80s. Was it Senza Una Donna? Senza Una Donna, I believe it was called. And then, yeah, that was Jimmy Cliff, The Harder They Come, which is, of course, all about Parmigiano Reggiano. That one was suggested by Mark West, and Moth Ninja had the Zucchero suggestion ahead of it. Right, I have 15 more minutes and about 20 minutes worth of music to play, so shut up, Darren. This one was suggested by Tiger Crash. Thank you so much, Tiger Crash, for giving me a chance to play the Moldy Peaches.
Where'd the cheese go?
Where's the cheese gone?
Where'd the cheese be?
Where be my cheese?
Inside, 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 inside.
Who took the cheese?
Who has the cheese?
Who's got the cheese?
Where's all the cheese?
Inside, 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 inside. The insider, that's who took the cheese. The insider, that's where the cheese be.
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein...
The Playlist.
Einstein.
long moustache to pull on hip was yellow. I don't believe he ever had a girl. One thing he missed out in his theory of time and space and relativity is something that makes it very clear he was never gonna score like you and me. Did I know about quark, strangeness and charm? Quark, strangeness and charm. Quark, strangeness and charm. Quark, strangeness and charm. Quark, quark. Dangerously azar. To be found out would have been a disgrace. We had to rendezvous some days on the corner of an undiscovered place. We got sick of chat, chat, chatter, and the look upon everybody's face. All that does not antimatter. Now we found ourselves a black hole out in space, and we're talking about quark, strangeness and charm. Quark, strangeness and charm. Quark, strangeness and charm. Quark, strangeness and charm. Here it comes, it goes quark, quark. Ladies, crazy about his telescope. And Galileo had a name that made his reputation higher than his hope. Did none of those astronomers discover, while they were staring out into the dark, that what the lady looks for in her lover is charm, strangeness and quark. Quark, strangeness and charm. 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 Quark, strangeness and charm.
I was of two minds as to whether to allow that one tonight, or this week, should I say, because it might not be night when you're listening to this. I need to stop doing that. Anyway, I was of two minds as to whether or not to include that one, because as somebody who has lived to survive and tell the tales of Slimming World and a whole bunch of other various diets throughout the years, I can attest that quark is not cheese. However, it is marketed as a type of cheese kind of thing. So I guess I'll allow it. That was Hawkwind, Quark, Quark, Strangeness and Charm, as suggested by Mark West. Thank you very much for that massively brilliant suggestion. Ahead of that, 38 brief seconds of the Moldy Peaches with Cheese. And thank you to Tiger Crash for that. This next one was suggested by Rollo Treadway, who is quite frankly earning a living with their cheese-related puns in the chat room tonight. So go over there and enjoy some of those. This is Add N2X with Hit for Cheese. We'll be right back. the glorious Add N2X with Hit for Cheese, as suggested by Rollo Treadway. Thank you very much, Rollo Treadway. Back to important business here. The theme for next week is hanging on the telephone. There you go. Hanging on the telephone. Make of that what you will. I'm sure you will make great things of that, and I'm sure only half of you will suggest one or two of the versions of hanging on the telephone. Actually, was there? Yeah, got a feeling there was another version of that. Anyway, doesn't matter. That's next week's theme, hanging on the telephone. Right, I've got two more tracks and not enough time to play them, I guess. So this is What Do You Have With Cheese? Biscuits. This is Portishead, Biscuit. Going to have to cut Portishead a little bit short because I really don't want to have to cut off the next track. Because the next track is absolutely beautiful and was suggested by White Wolf. So he gets in there with a very short one right at the end of the show. Well, thank you very much for joining me once again this week, folks. I will be back next Monday where the theme is hanging on the telephone, and I will leave you with the glorious sounds of Ivor Cutler with Pickle Your Knees.
Here is a song for people in business. And when I say business, I mean business. It is called Pickle Your Knees.
Pickle your knees in honey, pickle your knees in peas. But if you want the sweetest knees in the business, ha-ha! Pickle your knees in cheese. Pickle your knees, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in cheese. Pickle your knees, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in cheese. A woman of 62 went and pickled her knees in glue. Then before my contemptuous eyes, dum dum, she attempted to rise. Pickle your knees, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in cheese. Pickle your knees, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in cheese. Pickle your knees in honey, pickle your knees in peas. But if you want the sweetest knees in the business, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, pickle your knees in cheese. Pickle your knees, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in cheese. Pickle your knees, pickle your knees, pickle your knees in cheese. A major of 84, and that's the end of my song.
We were sitting out on the playlist.